Hello. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today for this conversation about equity and diversity at Haas. Really pleased to be able to spend a half hour with you all. My name is Brett Connor. I am a Haas MBA alum, class of 2012, and currently the chair of the Haas Alumni Diversity Council. And I was very, very pleased to be asked by the full-time admissions office to have a conversation with you all about issues of equity, diversity on campus, I'll tell you a little bit about the council and the work that we do, and to answer some questions that you have. I wanted to start off, I'll tell you a little bit about me, and then segue into the Diversity Council and what it is that we do for the school. So I came to Haas in 2019 as a student in the evening and weekend MBA program with a very unusual background, unusual certainly for that time and continues to be, where most of my career up until that time had been spent in the arts, specifically in the theater, both in theater production and in theater administration, and came to Haas with a drive to really bring a level of MBA level business acumen, both to the nonprofit performing arts sector, but generally to the nonprofit world. I switched careers during my Haas experience to the position that I hold now, which is as the grants manager for the City and County of San Francisco's Office of Children, Youth, and Their Families. So I'm extremely proud to be able to support about 126 nonprofit programs here in the city of San Francisco who are providing a very broad range of services to our young people. And that's been a real honor for me to do. About 3 years ago, I was approached by staff at the Haas School of Business to see if I would be interested in joining the Alumni Diversity Council, which at the time I was fully unaware of. I was struck by this organization's mission, which was clarified during the course of my 3 years there, to really focus on working with the highest levels of administration of the school to make sure that the Haas School of Business is creating leaders who are prepared for the 21st century work environment. Those who are prepared to serve in their industries, those who, more importantly, are prepared to lead in their industries. And I do not believe there is a more important lever of success to be able to lead now than to be fully fluent in issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So I was really inspired by the work and was very proud to be voted to chair the council, having just begun my term earlier this year. So what we do is serve as both an advisory body to the dean and senior level staff at the school. And we've advised on issues, both macro and micro. Macro example I might share is working shoulder to shoulder with the dean's office to develop a strategic plan for the school that very specifically called out diversity, equity, and inclusion as a key component of that strategy, not just a sprinkling mixed in with other, you know, admittedly important areas that the school was focusing on, you know, fund development being part of them, faculty development being one of them. That equity wasn't just a little corner of all those issues, that in fact, equity was its own driving force that was going to inform and expand and improve the work that Haas is doing overall. So that was a big project we worked on. That rollout was a big success and continues to be part of the driving ethic of the school today. And then on some micro issues, I was really proud to bring in a key program staff lead to Haas last year when Dr. Alita Bautista joined the staff as the first director of diversity initiatives. The school had, up until that point, not had a full-time staff member whose sole commitment was to diversity and equity issues on campus, affecting both students, staff, and faculty, and of course the alumni of the school. So Dr. Bautista has been really a fantastic partner in this work. I'm really happy to say that Haas is increasing its investment in staff in this world. So they've recently brought in a director of diversity admissions to work with the full-time admissions office. And we're soon to hire a new chief diversity officer. In fact, if you were to go and visit the human resources page at Haas, you'll see we are currently hiring for that role. And we expect to have a candidate selected later this year and to have them brought in to be at the highest levels of the organization, really pushing this work forward. So needless to say, I'm pretty happy with that outcome. I wanted now to turn to some questions that I received from you all. And I'll start with some broad questions and then maybe get to some more specific ones. I received 5 in advance, so I did want to get to all of them. So let me jump right in. The first question is, what is unique about Haas's approach to diversity in leadership? And I thought this was such a smart and appropriate question. I'll couch my response a little bit by saying I hesitate to say what is unique about Haas, because that presupposes that I know what every other business school in the world is doing and how we are different than that. And I won't pretend to be an expert in the approaches taken by other institutions. I do like to think I am an expert on what Haas is doing. So there were 3 things that really came to mind when I read this question about what I think makes Haas's approach certainly special, if not outright unique. And the first is that I have found that Haas's approach has been very much student-driven and student-informed. There was in 2016, there was a movement on campus that would become known as the Race and Inclusion Initiative, which was a student-led four-credit effort that the full-time students began and initiated, which was really to hold a mirror up to the school and every facet of the school: the student experience, the faculty, the classroom experience, the academic experience, career, admissions, everything, to give the school a real data-driven, focused examination of what the Haas experience was like for students of color. And I have to say, I found that report extremely engaging, very, very, very well executed, and a real eye-opener. It found its way into every single staff office from the dean on down, and really got into the hearts and minds of the leaders of this school. And it was something quite moving to experience that an administration can have its work shifted so fully by a student-run effort. And I really, really responded to how seriously they took the student voice in this process. And I'm happy to say the Race Inclusion Initiative continues. Every single year, there's a new group of students who are in that initiative, again, taking it as a 4-credit course and continuing this work to helping us uncover more of what it is that we are doing and think more carefully about what it is that we need to be doing. So that was one. The second element that I think makes Haas's approach very, very special is that it's happening within a public university setting. I'm sure most of you are aware that Haas is one of the few select business schools in America, if not globally, that has a public mission, that is able to draw upon the experience and resources of a much larger public university, this of course being the University of California, Berkeley. I think there is something very sort of special about that mix that really has brought issues of diversity and equity to a particularly fine point at Haas, that we are supposed to be, in our truest sense of self, supposed to be a school that is open to everyone, that is accessible to everyone, that is safe for everyone. And that's what a public mission is. And I think that kind of ethic has very much permeated the thinking and the work, both in the student, faculty and staff and the alumni of the institution. The third thing I'll say about Haas's approach that's really impressed me is that we've been extremely public about it. I do think institutions in general have been a little bit cautious about the way they talk about their approach to diversity. Now, they have not been cautious at all about putting up splashy websites with lots of sort of buzzwords and lingo about diversity. Any school, I think, can do that. But I'm not sure any other school has really exposed sort of day-to-day strategic measures that it's taking in order to achieve our diversity and equity goals. So I'm going to encourage everyone, if you haven't done so already, to visit the diversity page of the Haas website. And here it comes. It's haas.berkeley.edu/diversity. Bookmark that page, because on it, you're going to find published our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Action Plan. This was a document that we released in October of last year that focused exactly on what it is Haas is going to do about equity and inclusion and diversity on campus. And it's focusing on some core elements that Haas has seen as being pivotal to that work. The first general area of that plan is in admissions. The second is scholarships and outreach. And then the third is its approach to diversity, equity, inclusion in general. You can download that report. You can read every single word of it, exactly the way it was presented to the dean, exactly the way it was presented to the Alumni Diversity Council, and exactly the way we're going to represent it to everyone who comes our way. This is the line that we've drawn in the sand and a full statement of what we intend to do. And when you review it, you'll see that it talks about hiring a number of staff specifically dedicated to equity and inclusion, especially in terms of admissions. You see it's going to talk about increasing our investment in scholarships, especially for underrepresented minority students. You see it's going to see about really looking at the levers we can pull to improve, change, if not completely transform, the experience of students here on campus. I love the fact that we've been public about that. And then I love a second related fact, is that not only did we publish this report for all to see, we're publishing regular updates on how we are executing the plan outlined in that report. And that document you will also find on our diversity webpage. That is where we say not only what it is we plan to do, but exactly what it is we're doing to make it happen, exactly where we stand as of today in executing on every single action item in that plan, who's responsible for it, and if it's not going fast enough, why not? That is something I don't see a lot of in this world. People saying, look, here's what we want to do, and here's everything we have done to make it happen. And putting ourselves in what could be seen in a vulnerable place, right? You're not going to be successful in your approach to equity and diversity if you can't be vulnerable about the conversation. And we've started that, and we've been very public about it. Again, I think that feeds back to this ethic of being inside a public university and being a business school for the public. So I'm pretty proud about that. All right, that actually, believe it or not, I answered two questions in that response. One was, what's unique about Haas? There was also a question about what major diversity initiatives are currently underway at Haas. So again, I encourage you to look at that action plan on our website and really take a look at what we're doing. All right, so that was two of the five questions I've received in advance. A third question, it seems like people are more interested in, quote, gender equality than in, quote, gender equity, and what my perspective is on that. I'll tell you exactly my perspective on that. I'm not 100% sure that the premise of the question is accurate. I'm not sure that more people are interested in equality, not just in terms of gender, but in terms of race, in terms of socioeconomic background, in terms of whatever sort of direction you want to approach diversity from. I'm not sure people really are more interested in equality than equity. I certainly don't see that in many institutional settings, certainly not at Haas. Now, for me, when I'm thinking of equity, I'm very much cognizant of the fact that you do not achieve equity without recognizing that there are historic, structural, and systemic reasons that some people are getting very disparate outcomes than others, which has nothing to do with equality. But the solution to these issues has everything to do with the recognition that to counter these historic forces, you absolutely have to recognize the need for a different kind of investment to reach those people, those communities that have been left out of the conversation for far too long and for far too many just unfortunate reasons. I think people are more and more aware of that. I definitely know institutions are becoming more aware of that. And I think institutions are beginning to act upon that. Sometimes I will, in a shorthand way, say that equality is easy. Give everybody the same thing. But that doesn't address the historic underpinnings of why we see such a vast difference in the experiences and outcomes of far too many groups of people. Equity counters that by saying we are going to make a conscious decision to change the way we think, to change the way we operate, to change the way we invest time and money to make sure that everyone is getting their fair break. So that's how I feel on the issue of equality versus equity. And I do believe that Haas holds that general ethic in its heart and mind, because I've seen the increased investment that they're putting into this work, both in terms of staff and in terms of actual cold, hard cash investment, especially as they start looking at increasing the scholarship investment they're able to put in to bring more students from underrepresented communities to Haas. The fourth question is really sort of a two-part question. Reads, how does Haas create diverse teams and learning opportunities for all students? And what kinds of programs and clubs exist to support diverse students on campus? So a few points on both those questions. Haas is making a very strong step towards the classroom experience for students, which is very much to focus on teams and the diversity of teams, but also to think about what is happening inside of that classroom that speaks to issues of diversity and equity. So a few examples come to mind. So faculty now have all been trained in implicit bias. And by that, I mean the unconscious behaviors that people exhibit that have, in this case, racial undertones to them. Once that training happens and you learn about what your own personal biases are, the shift in your thinking and your behavior can be dramatic. So now faculty has become hypercognizant of their own personal implicit biases and have been able to correct those in the classroom. They're also making strong efforts to diversify the staff. I sat down with our new dean, Ann Harrison. She's fantastic. She outlined to me what her three main goals that she wants to deliver on in the short and medium term. One of those was increasing the size of the research faculty here at Haas, and by doing so, increase the opportunities to diversify at Haas. There's a long way to go. That is not mission accomplished by any means, but it is the first step down a path to having a more diverse faculty. And I also will say one other thing. There's been a very pointed effort to look at the cases that are being taught on campus and make sure that the voices in those cases represent a full diversity of what's happening in today's workplace. So these are some of the concrete steps that I've seen Haas taking recently to look at diversity and the kind of leader Haas wants to produce. The second part of that question was about student programs and student clubs for diverse students. It's a very, very large number of sort of affiliate groups on campus that speak to a number of underrepresented minority students. There's a Black Students Association, there's a Latinx student organization, there's an LGBT student organization, there's a women in business organization. That list really does go on and on. You could find a full roster on the website. But I will say I am really sort of in awe at how, not just how involved these students are in the work, but how much of an ear that they have in the administration of the school, that these groups are very, very highly respected, and that their effort to make the broader Haas community aware of issues that are important to them and the experiences that they're having, that they are taken very, very seriously. The last question I had really hit home to me. That's why I wanted to end the pre-written questions with it, because it was quite a, it was very personal. And my response to it was, I think we could have a whole conversation on what this question is, and here it is. How can a woman from a really rural area and a poor family be successful? How can a 22-year-old girl who is a graduate architect be successful to help her and society? So wow to that question, and my hat's off to the woman who posed it. I'm actually from a rural community myself. I'm a small town Pennsylvania boy originally, from a working class family, who would never have thought that in his future would be a diploma from a top 10 business school. And all of the experiences and opportunities that that has provided. I think my response to it is probably different than what a sort of standard admissions officer response might be. They might, you know, roll out statistics saying that, hey, you know, did you know the Financial Times rated the Haas School of Business, you know, number 2 in America and number 3 worldwide for the best MBA program for women? That is true. But I feel there's more going on to the question than that. This question reminded me about why I wanted to be involved in this work from the get-go. I am a firm believer in creating access to opportunities for everyone. And for far too long, business school, and I include Haas in this, far too long business school has not been an opportunity has been as open to women as it should be. That is changing. At Haas, that's definitely changed. Even when I was a student, the number of women enrolled in the program We were pretty proud of it at the time, but it has only gotten greater. That there is room at the Haas School of Business for women, regardless of the background, and that with the tools and opportunities that a Haas MBA degree will bring to you, regardless of your academic background prior, right? You started as an architect, I started as a theater person, right? That opportunity will open up a world for you that is going to be transformational for you and your family, and hopefully society at large. So there's my answer to that. Okay, I just took a look at the clock and I see we are at 12:32. I promised to go to 12:35. So I am going to take some questions from you all. Again, if you've missed my introduction, I asked if you could please chat those questions in. I am able to read all of your chats. So I'll take your questions on a first come, first serve basis. So type in your questions on a chat and I'm happy to respond to anything that is on your mind. Okay, so the first question I just received is from, and I'm going to use your name, prepare, Jingwei Shell. And Jingwei's question is, what's the best way for a student to contribute to this initiative once enrolled? Perfect. I'm going to say there's several ways that students can contribute, some of which I've mentioned. For example, getting involved in an affiliate group or joining the Race and Inclusion Initiative. But I also want to say student government at Haas in every program has a vice president role for diversity specifically. You see that in the full-time program, in the evening weekend program, in the executive program. I highly, highly encourage you that once you land and get your sea legs beneath you at Haas to seek out those committees, those diversity committees, and join them. We at the Haas Alumni Diversity Council always keep seats at the table for the vice presidents and co-chairs of alumni in their respective programs. So that is a great way to connect not just to the alumni, but also to the staff, you know, the high level senior staff at Haas who are working with us to really shape diversity on campus. So that's my response to your question, Jingwei. Jairo Tavira, you've written me and asked, what is the best approach for a student to stand out when applying for round three? Haha, that's quite a question. I'm not sure I'm the best person to ask that, as I'm not directly involved in the admissions process. For example, I don't read admissions packets, and for the most part, I'm not involved in the admissions process. So I'm going to give you sort of a layperson's response to that, and say that if you want to stand out when applying, not just for round three, but for rounds one or two, the best way to stand out is to be authentic. The best way to stand out is to be yourself. The best way to stand out is to really think about what it is that you've accomplished in your career to date, and what it is that you're hoping you can leverage a Haas MBA to achieve, and connect those dots, your past, present, and future in an application. I also cannot underscore enough how seriously Haas takes its defining principles. If you've not had a chance to study up on Haas's defining principles, there's four of them. I cannot recommend it more highly because those principles are real. And if you can express how those principles have sort of shaped the way that you think and how you may have achieved some things that speak to those principles, I think you'll do a very, very positive job in your application. All right, thank you for that question. Next question is from Savita Karshi. And that question is, outside of gender and race and ethnicity, how does Haas bring together students with diverse experiences? I love this question. So I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna give you a little personal response to that. I'm chair of the Haas Alumni Diversity Council right now, and I wasn't sure initially that I was the right person for the job. You, like I said, I don't have a camera on my computer, so you cannot see me. Although, if you go to the diversity webpage, and I see someone was kind enough to put the link on the chat, you'll see a picture of me, and I read as a pretty standard, boring white guy. Now, the reality is that I'm half Puerto Rican gay alum, but I didn't know if that was enough, if that was enough to really be a sort of voice and driving force for diversity at Haas. And I talked. I talked with the outgoing chair. I talked with senior leadership at the school. And we came to a collective decision, or I should maybe it's more accurate to say, I came to a decision based on some very, very good advice and clear thinking from everyone that I spoke to, which was there's more to diversity at Haas than gender, and there's more to it than race and ethnicity. We need people thinking and acting on issues of diversity, equity, inclusion from every background. So let's look at sexual orientation. Let's put that on the table. Let's make sure that's part of our strategic plan. Let's also look at people from other programs. You know, Haas is a big school. We're very, very excited about a full-time program, but we've got others. We have evening weekend programs, as I referenced earlier, which is my background. We have an executive program. We have a PhD program. We have a master's in financial engineering program. We want to look at not just the backgrounds in their full glory, but we want to see how they are being expressed in every single one of our programs. So let's have an alumni council that is representative of a full diversity, both of backgrounds and programs. So I think that's hopefully, Savita, an answer to your question. I've gone 5 minutes over, so I'm just going to take one more question, and then I'm afraid I'm going to have to sign off. And there's a question from Gloria. Gloria Haralanova, hope I got that right. Excuse me if I didn't, Gloria. The question was about the diversity symposium and how many people attended it. I was happy to be one of the people who attended it this year. While I don't necessarily have an exact number at my fingertips, I'll give you my general feeling was 250, 300 people, somewhere in there. It is a very big event. It is an event that is a real jewel, I think, in Haas's crown when it comes to putting a full focus effort on thinking about these issues and talking about these issues, again, in a very public setting. And I'm happy to say that it's been very, very successful and will no doubt continue to be so in the future. All right. I am going to say thank you to everyone who took some time to join me again, this afternoon in San Francisco, but having looked at the roster and everyone who signed in, I realize I'm talking to people literally from all over the world, Europe, Asia. We're happy to have you, of course, from all across the United States as well. Appreciate your time. I am going to give you all my email so you have it. I'll send it to you in a follow-up, but if I don't send it directly, the admissions office at Haas will send it to you because I would love to stay in touch. If I didn't get to answer a question you might have, or if a question occurs to you after the fact, definitely reach out to me. I am happy to respond. And what I would love to be able to do is greet you all in Berkeley as students. All right. Thank you all. I appreciate your attention, and I wish you all the best as you pursue your goals and achieve everything that you're hoping to do with your MBA. All right, signing off here in California, and go Bears. Goodbye.